We're back on Show Me today, the exceptional work of athletes, coaches, and volunteers with Special Olympics Missouri will be celebrated on Saturday with their Leadership Summit. Cameron Connor talks to athlete Alan Tobin and Marketing Communications Director Andrew Kaufman about the process for SOMO's highest regarding awards.
How long have you been an athlete for Special Olympics Missouri?
25 years going on 26.
25 years going on 26. That's unbelievable. What do you participate in? Are there multiple sports that you participate in?
I do softball, flag football, bocce, bowling, and I do other a bunch of other things, but not all of them are sports.
That's okay. No, that's great. Yeah. So you're affiliated with all of them. That's one of the best things to think about. So during this leadership summit, you will be graduating from the athlete leadership program. How does it feel to have that extra level of, I guess, what you've been a part of for so long?
It feels great. Not only am I graduating, but I actually work part-time for SOMO with the athlete leadership program. But I also do other things. Like I said, I work with Andrew, Kayla, taking pictures, making videos.
Okay, and if you wouldn't mind, just to describe some of the things you have to go through for the athlete leadership program, what are, I guess, some of the qualifications or some of the things that you had to go through in order to graduate?
We have classes that we take, college setting classes that are specially made for our athletes. Actually, I have from my capstone, which is our final project, mine was for my technology class. I'm doing two classes. I'm graduating from two different classes, technology and health. My capstone for technology was to teach a class, to put together and teach a class myself. My capstone class was how to do a journalistic interview.
So it's really coming full circle then.
Yes. We have do it twice a year, one in the spring and one in the fall. It's like a college setting, like I said. And for most of our athletes, like myself, have never been to a college or had the experience of being in a college setting. So it's something new, it's something exciting, and it makes you feel good.
We're talking with Alan Tobin. He is an athlete of 25-plus years, a soon-to-be graduate of the Athlete Leadership Program this Saturday at the Leadership Summit, and he will have the honor of emceeing the event. Also joining us is Andrew Kaufman. He is the Marketing and Communications Director for Special Olympics Missouri. An extraordinary and, like you said, exciting achievement for sure. Andrew, I'll turn this question over to you because, of course, the reason we're all here today is to talk about the Leadership Summit that's going to be going on Saturday, October 22nd, so this upcoming Saturday. Can you give a rundown of everything that's going to be on display at this event?
Yeah, so it's going to be an amazing time, and we're going to be able to honor so many different athletes, coaches, volunteers, and we're also, you know, going to have a guest speaker, a keynote speaker from Special Olympics Illinois, Daniel Smirkowski, who's an amazing Special Olympics athlete in and of himself, coming to us all the way from Illinois, traveling in. He's going to fly in, and he's going to speak and give a, you know, hopefully some motivation to a lot of our athletes because, you know, a lot of our athletes have done some great things. And I think they can learn a lot from Daniel and what he's been able to accomplish as a podcaster for 14 years. He's an amazing, amazing man. And I'm really excited to hear him speak. And, you know, we're also going to have, like we talked about, the athlete leadership graduation, which Alan is going to be a part of. And Alan is also one of our MCs, along with Anna McDaniel, who's a fellow Special Olympics Missouri athlete and also a board member. So a lot of people have lots of different roles, which is awesome here at the summit. And then after the athlete leadership graduation, we'll have our annual area awards. We'll be handing out the athlete of the year, the coach of the year, the volunteer of the year, and the family of the year. We have a nominee in each of those categories from all six of our areas, the Central, the North, St. Louis Metro, Casey Metro, Southeast area, Southwest area. So we're going to be we're going to have people from all across Missouri here in Jefferson City at our beautiful Training for Life campus on Saturday. So that's, you know, Special Olympics Missouri is a statewide organization. We go all throughout the state, and we want everyone to know throughout the state that they're welcome, you know, here at Special Olympics Missouri. And then after that, we're going to be having our Hall of Fame induction ceremony, where we're so, you know, excited to induct three new members into our Special Olympics Missouri Hall of Fame. That's Tanner Rencher from the North area. Then we also have Simon Caldwell, also from the North area. And then those are both Special Olympics Missouri athletes. And then, you know, what's really exciting is you don't have to be, an athlete to make the Hall of Fame. We have several volunteers, you know, which are really the lifeblood of this organization to help us, you know, keep going. That can make the Hall of Fame as well. And, you know, one of those is Jeffrey Fugit. He's a
Missouri. I know him.
So,
he plays on my softball team and flag football team. So
I love it. I love it. I've only been with the organization since April, so I'm still learning a lot. But what I've learned is, you know, there's some amazing people like Alan, who's with me on this call. And then, you know, also like Jeffrey Fugit, who, you know, has been to multiple USA games. And so he's an amazing guy, and, you know, very well-deserved honor for him. And then, you know, the last honor we're giving out is our Eunice Kennedy Shriver Award of Excellence, which this year is going to Diamond Pet Foods for all they've done for Special Olympics Missouri. So it's just going to be a great, great afternoon, and we can't wait.
What a great event. No, this is something that clearly you can see is so special, and it compiles so many great achievements from people all around the state. As you were saying, Andrew, this question really goes to both of you because I'm curious about it. You guys have so many amazing athletes, coaches, volunteers that are all affiliated with putting these events on, with putting these summits on. What's the decision-making process you have to go through when you have so many great people around you to decide something like a coach of the year or a volunteer or Hall of Fame or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot that goes into it. The nomination process for all of these start at the beginning of the year. You know, for the athlete of the year, the areas, you know, go through a process where they have that nomination process. Someone has to be nominated. And then there's a committee that comes together and decides on those area of the year nominees. And then those area winners end up being the nominees for the athlete of the year, coach of the year, etc. You know, that we'll be deciding at this leadership summit. The Hall of Fame is an even, you know, more rigorous process. Of course, it's the Hall of Fame. It's the biggest honor, you know, that we can bestow here at Special Olympics Missouri. And, you know, there's a committee that's compiled of, you know, an athlete. There's some board members on there. There's staff members, as well as fellow Hall of Fame members on this, you know, committee every year. And they compile a list of the nominations that, you know, that people can submit. And then we send all these lists out to, you know, we have, you know, this year we had Special Olympics Oklahoma help us out. And, you know, we do the same for different states. So it really is an unbiased process that we really take very seriously. And it's kind of up to, you know, Special Olympics Oklahoma at that point. We, you know, have our say, but, you know, from there it kind of goes in their hands and they kind of decide for us, and, you know, that's what we do for other states as well.
I actually sit on that committee to set up for the summit this weekend. Mm-hmm. I was one of the athletes that sit on that committee.
Really?
What was that like, Alan?
It was a lot of fun. I actually sit on several different committees, so it's good to have an athlete view of all this, what's going on, because that way Special Olympics is for the athletes, by the athletes, is what a lot of our Missouri's committees are for. Special Olympics is for the athletes, so why not have some of the athletes on the committees, just like our board members. We have an athlete on the board.
That's great.
So it was a great honor to be part of different on different committees to have an athlete's opinion on committee.
I completely agree with you. That is a great honor. The other, speaking of great honors, Alan, you get to MC this whole thing. We're talking about all the collaboration that it took to do this event. You get to MC this. Speak on that a little bit. How cool is that going to be able to present all of these awards and help kind of guide us along?
Just to be able to do this is, wow. I can't really put it into words to be able to do this. It's exciting, nerve-wracking, because you're afraid to get it wrong, but Andrew and Kayla have put together a script for us to go over. It's exciting, thrilling, and just had the honor to be able to do this.
It's a great way to describe it. Andrew or Alan, is there anything else that you guys would like to add about the Leadership Summit or anything that Special Olympics Missouri has in the upcoming future going forward that you'd like to bring up?
Well, I'll jump in and just say that, you know, kind of like I mentioned before, you know, anybody out there, you know, could be a part of Special Olympics Missouri if they want to. To find out more about events going on in an area near you, I'd encourage you to go to SOMO.org. Check out our calendar. It's very easy to get involved and, you know, check out our volunteer tab and get involved and find out more about volunteering at different events. Everybody can volunteer, and I think everybody should volunteer. And maybe I'll let Alan tell you why maybe you should volunteer.
Fine, I was waiting to give my opinion. All I would say is come out and try. Come out to an event, and I can almost guarantee you before the day is over, you're going to be hooked, you're going to be loving it, and want to do more. We've been talking about Special Olympics Missouri. Special Olympics as a whole is not just a sporting event. It's not just one thing a year. It's all year long. We have our healthy athletes programs. We have our athlete leadership programs. We do all kinds of different things. See what the difference is about Special Olympics. Here in Missouri, we consider it to be one big family. So we take care of each other. No matter what part of the state you're in, we take care of each other as like family.
This has been Marketing and Communications Director Andrew Kaufman and also athlete of 25 plus years and also emceeing the Leadership Summit happening this Saturday, Alan Tobin. Well, Alan, Andrew, it's definitely been a privilege being able to talk to you guys both today, speaking about the Leadership Summit and everything great that SOMO has to offer here in the state of Missouri. Thank you guys so much for joining me today on Show Me Today, the Voice of Missouri.